Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, May 6th, 2022. Poland pushes for EU funds to help support Ukraine refugees. High inflation expected to continue for 2 to 3 years in Poland. And MEPs vote in favour of call to block funding for Poland and Hungary. Good afternoon. Poland is in talks with the EU in a bid to secure financial assistance from Brussels in supporting refugees from the war in Ukraine, Polish officials have said. A government spokesman has said that the Polish Prime Minister has submitted an official request to the EU, and it will be one of the main points of discussion at the next EU Council summit in May. He also noted that the EU had assisted Turkey when that country was dealing with a wave of refugees. The head of the Polish Development Fund, a state-owned financial group, has said that he expects that Poland will have to endure elevated inflation levels for the coming 2 to 3 years. Speaking to TVN24's news channel, he said that the Polish Central Bank had underestimated the level of inflation so far, mainly because of unpredictable events which made forecasting a challenge. He estimated that inflation will peak in the third quarter of this year and will start falling slowly next year. Currently, inflation is sitting at 12.3% year on year. Poland's reference interest rate is now at 4.5%. The central bank yesterday continued its rate hike cycle and announced another increase. Members of the European Parliament have voted overwhelmingly in favour of a resolution calling on the European Commission to refrain from approving Hungary and Poland's national plans under the Recovery and Resilience Facility. The resolution stated that approval should only happen when both countries comply fully with all European recommendations in the field of rule of law and only after they implement all relevant judgments. Former Polish Prime Minister and Polish MEP Beata Szydło criticised the resolution, saying, "Fighting against Poland is acting on behalf of Putin." And finally, Gdańsk Airport has invested in 2 new baggage scanning machines that will speed up the flow of passengers through security at the airport. The machines, which cost 22 million zloty, provide more accurate control during the automatic baggage assessment, which reduces the number of suitcases flagged for assessment by the operator. If such a situation occurs, the employee will receive a 3D view of the flagged item, which they can view from all sides, which enables faster and more accurate verification. This should lead to fewer items of luggage needing to be sent for manual inspection in the presence of a passenger.
The weather.
Today will be a day of sunny spells and scattered clouds in a gentle breeze, and temperatures of 15 degrees centigrade, that's 59 degrees Fahrenheit, during the day, and 5 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue sunny with scattered clouds in a gentle breeze, and temperatures of 18 degrees during the day and 7 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.